Dear future historian, I'm writing to help you understand what life is like now that we are all staying home to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Usually, kids like me would be going to school while adults are going to work, but now, most of us are at home. Imagine that your school is shut down and you never see your friends or leave your house. Because of COVID-19, pretty much every aspect of my life has changed, whether it is in a good way or not. All of the schools have closed, so I homeschool. I never see my friends, I never leave the house unless it's to go to one of the ranches, and I have to help my two little brothers with all of their schoolwork now. And I'm not allowed to go to town. The orders to stay at home and school closures have caused me to not be able to see my friends, and they are a big part of me, so that has been really hard. I have to do all of my schoolwork from home, and I am not able to ask really in-depth questions. I have to take care of my brothers all day, which is really hard because they're both 10 years old and really obnoxious. With the school closures, though, at least I have more time to ride horses and work with my cows. My life has become harder and easier with everything that is going on. I can relax a little more and not have to worry about getting up at the right time every day. But I also have a lot of work that I am expected to do every day, and it is hard to complete it all the time. Due to COVID-19, my family spends way more time together, and we get a lot more done, like more spring cleaning done than we would if we had to go to school every day. The downside of this is that when we wake up, we are working, and we are until we go to bed. That is really hard. My dad is going to get back surgery in about 2 weeks, and we are trying to get 3 months of work done in 2 weeks, and it is definitely not the easiest thing to do. The effects COVID-19 has had on my community include having all the businesses closed down, not having rodeos this summer, and many people having to go into quarantine. Many construction workers are still having to risk their lives in a way to get our new buildings done, even though it is not required to keep society running. I've seen many stores that have shut down completely. Doctors and nurses still have to go out and treat sick patients that need them to survive. As a state, Colorado has set very specific rules about how we need to react to this to make sure we are social distancing and staying 6 feet away from strangers around us. We haven't been hit the hardest in our country, but we still have had quite a few cases and deaths, and medical staff is doing their best to treat them. The effects of this virus on our country are that the entire country has gone on lockdown, and COVID-19 is now considered a global pandemic, which is a really serious thing. I know many political campaigns and elections have been canceled, delayed, or told to be virtual. This would be the first time in American history that there was a virtual election, which is also a really big deal. When people look back on this pandemic as a mark in history, they need to know that while many people are struggling and need help, some are donating as much as they can. Some are spending more time with their families than they ever have. Some are going into total lockdown and don't connect with anybody, including their family. Everybody is going about the situation in a different way, and that is how we will get through this, by the way we react. You can go into total lockdown, or you could stay at home with your family, or you could go about life as normal. Everybody does it differently. This is a really scary time for a lot of people, so our world needs to come together and find a solution to how our world is going to come out of this. Everybody handles it differently, and it is all about perspective. Sincerely, Maddie A.